could have my Gucci on, I could wear my Louis Vuitton. But even with nothing on, bet I made you look.
Welcome into another Saturday here on Mad Radio 92.7 FM. Jason Hafeman, your host of Let's Get Local, the program that's all about local organizations, local businesses, and local events. We try to connect you with the Madison community and the surrounding communities in our area. So many wonderful things right around here in the Madison region, and we're so glad to be here telling those stories to you each and every week. Now, we have our first guest coming up in a second, but we are at the Solidarity Realty Studios. Solidarity Realty, there is an alternative, another great local business and named by local members. So we thank Darcy and the team for sponsoring the studios here on University Ave. And we thank our sponsors for this program to bring you stories each and every week. Madison Top Company, one of our favorites. They are for promotional products. The website, madisontop.com. We've heard from them before. We'll hear from them again. And they can pretty much brand or make anything you'd like. Just head to madisontop.com to connect with them. Next week, we'll talk with guests again from the Progress Center for Black Women. And really great to catch up with Jasmine, Sabrina, I believe, next week on next week's show. So look forward to that. They're always up to something and always up to something good. The website there to connect is centerforblackwomen.org, Center for Black Women at the Progress Center. So many great things happening there. A lot of collaborative efforts going on in our community, too, with the Center for Black Women. Sabrina is always busy. And then another one of our sponsors is our next guest. It happens to be Brittany Graber from Ula Eyewear, and she joins us on the program now. Brittany, thanks for being a sponsor, and thanks for being on the show.
Well, thank you for having me, Jason. I'm happy to be here.
So, can we say that spring has sprung? Is that what we're looking at now, finally, in the weather department?
I hope so. I did see next week that we have about 4 days of 70 degrees with sun. And unless that's changed in the last 24 hours, which is totally possible, I'm thinking we're getting there.
It is Wisconsin. It is spring. We know there's going to be, it's kind of like a roller coaster. There's going to be some ups and downs. But with that weather coming up, it made me think, my goodness, this would be a great time to get some sunglasses. And you have a timely sale coming up for people. Tell them about it.
Yes. Thank you. It is a great time. Be prepared for those bright, shiny days, bright, sunny days. April 15th through May 15th. So April 15th, that's a week from today, actually. We have a month-long sunglass event. So it's $100 off your sunglasses with prescription lenses or $50 off any sunglass. You can also put transition lenses in those. And then $30 off custom sun clips, which are super cool. You can customize the color and the shape, and they're magnetic clips, so they fit exactly to your existing glasses. So having a lot of fun this next month or so. We'll be busy.
Well, I hope the weather gets people thinking that way, because it is really important. And as a person myself who has very eyes that are very sensitive to light. So when the sun comes out strong, I have to have sunglasses on, or I can't see. I can't keep my eyes open outside. So talk about kind of the importance of that, and then some of the benefits of, okay, if you have a prescription, you can build that in, or you can have tinted lenses. There are all kinds of opportunities there, right, Brittany? And Ula Eyewear can serve you on any of those fronts.
Yes, absolutely. So benefits of sunglasses. One, you want to make sure even if you don't purchase from us, purchase a good quality pair of glasses, because you want to make sure that there's UV coverage. If you do not have UV coverage, when you go out into the bright sun, your pupils dilate and let in more harmful rays. So make sure that all your sunglasses are UV protected. It's important for macular degeneration, so just aging your eyes over time, for cataracts, preventing cataracts, and even the skin around your eyes too, preventing sunburn. So sunglasses are great for many reasons, for comfort. And also, if you get polarized lenses, they cut down on glare, which is usually the horizontal surface glare. So glare from other cars, or if you're on the water, it cuts down on the glare so you can see deep into the water all the little fish, maybe not in our lakes, but if you're somewhere with clearer water. So yeah, sunglasses are really important. We have over 200 in stock, and we also can order them in as well. We have Maui Jim, which is a very popular sunglass line that has many followers. They've been around for a long time. They're still an independent frame line. They haven't been bought by some of the big companies out there. So we're still happy to have them as one of our premier lines.
We're talking with Brittany Graber over at Ula Eyewear. The website is ulaeyewear.com, located right in Hilldale Shopping Center, and incredible team. Brittany, now, of course, you're always looking at things, and I love that about you, that you know, you're trying to, yes, run a business, but also provide a valuable service, and also thinking about people's health and comfort and ways that you can make their lives a little better through, you know, through the proper pair of glasses or sunglasses in this case. And so, you know, as you mentioned it, you focus on that and not say, even if you don't buy from us, well, I'm going to encourage them, buy from Ula Eyewear. You should go there. I just picked up my new glasses today, and I love them, and they're fantastic. And your team was so helpful at getting me the proper pair. So thank you for that.
I'm so glad. That's what makes our day, is when we can help someone and they feel good about what they purchased, and we know that we did it right because we've got to know you and we've asked all the right questions, and we just want to make sure that you're comfortable, happy, you can see well, you feel confident, and of course look great. So we're there every step of the way. And even if you just want to come in and browse, we can either help you pick out some, or you can just try them on. We don't have you sit, you know, we don't have our glasses behind any locked doors. So whatever is best for you is what we'll do.
We're talking with Brittany Graber over at Ula Eyewear. Again, the website, ulaeyewear.com. The sunglasses sale coming up starting next Saturday. So Saturday, sunglasses sale starts, goes through the month. Over 200 pairs you have available, and you can, again, customize. You can get clips. You can get whatever you want. I mean, Brittany and the team knows they'll take what you're looking for, and they can make it happen, like magicians, right? That's kind of the way it works over there. Brittany, one thing I think is pretty remarkable, too. And something that for my glasses that I utilize, and maybe it doesn't get talked about a lot, but it's kind of this reframed initiative that you have. I found a great reframe to get my next pair. And tell people a little bit about why you're doing that. Excellent. And what that is.
Yeah, it's really important for us to think green and be sustainable and take care of our world. So we wanted to, we know there are a lot of used glasses out there that people have worn only a handful of times and decided they didn't like. So what we do is we refurbish those glasses, and then we sell them at, of course, at a discounted rate with premium lenses. And then we're able to give great glasses at a discounted price and also keep our landfills clear of more and more plastic.
Yeah, it's been it was nice. I mean, again, it was a pair that worked for me. Maybe it didn't work for somebody else, but it worked for me great, and I'm really happy to have it. Another thing, Brittany, as a local shop, yeah, that I see you guys doing all the time is supporting local initiatives, local events, and you're very active in Dane by Local itself, of course, giving your time, but also supporting efforts. Why, you know, what kind of benefits, and why have you invested so much time and energy into in reinvesting in our local community the way that you do?
I believe in supporting one another, and I think it's important. It's hard out there. It's challenging. Being a small business owner is hard, and it's really nice when you can have that support and guidance from others that may be a step ahead of you, or give guidance to those that are maybe a step behind and just haven't done what you have done yet. I think our community is thrives when we're all working together, and when you keep your money local in the community, you can do so much more for it. We're supporting other organizations and programs, and it's a feel good, and that's what we're all about.
So we're talking with Brittany over at Ula Eyewear today. Again, the big sunglasses sale coming up. Brittany, it's been really nice catching up with you. Anything else on the horizon that we need to tell people about happening at Ula before we finish up with that sunglasses sale?
Yes, actually, we also have a frame sale the 14th and 15th, so this Friday.
Ooh,
and Saturday.
Okay.
Friday, happy hour, a happy hour from 5 to 7. You can come and have a drink and peruse some frames. We'll have a full collection of Bevel. They are designed in New York, handcrafted in Japan. Really cool frames. And then Saturday from 10 to 4. So we also have $50 off your transition lenses when you purchase a frame, or $30 off sun clips when you purchase a frame from that line. So we're excited to have that collection in-house. And we're also bringing in a new line probably in the next couple of months that's sustainable, made from birchwood. So that'll be something else we'll be looking forward to talking about.
Always expanding and growing, offering what you can to serve the community and give them options. And people love options, especially with eyewear. And I got to tell you, you guys are so helpful. Your team, whole team, so helpful in guiding people and also helping them find the perfect pair for them. So I love that about you guys, too.
Aw, shucks. Thanks, Jason. I appreciate that.
Lots of compliments when you come on the show, Brittany, because you guys are awesome.
Yay!
Hey, I kind of feel that way. If someone's great, you should probably tell them about it if you think that. Share some good. Spread some happy vibes. Brittany, thanks so much for your time. Again, the sunglasses sale starting next Saturday, April 15th, going through May 15th. But you probably want to get there early to get the exact pair you want while supplies last, right?
That's right.
Okay. Brittany, have a great weekend. Enjoy the summer-type weather coming
thanks,
up next
Jason.
Week. And we'll be get some people
you
over
too.
To your shop and get some sunglasses soon.
All right. Sounds great. Bye, everyone.
We'll be back for more Let's Get Local right after this. Another sponsor now. That's our good friend Sue Peck of Evolution Financial. Sue, how are you?
I'm doing great, Jason. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. I'm happy to talk to you again. Have you on the show. You know, I love our check-ins. We always learn things from you, number one. I learn things. And number two, I always end up trying to throw something at you that you did not expect. So that's my goal once again as we embark on this adventure together for another segment of Let's Get Local.
Yet another curveball.
You're good at waiting on those slow pitches. Okay, here we go, Sue. Baseball season started, so we could keep going with the baseball analogies, but let's set that aside. There are some things happening in our world. You continue to work and find people to help, and I know that's your biggest goal, why you become a financial planner. Talk to us a little bit about some things you're currently seeing. People trying to use their capital to live life they want to live. You've said this to me before. I want to help people live the life they want to live.
Yeah. So there was an article that came out in Bloomberg recently that talked about the number of people who are not using the vacation time that they have. Mm. It's like 50% of people do not use the vacation time that they have. So take it from a person who has to force herself to use vacation, because I don't actually get vacation as a business owner. Use your time. Go get out of your job, do things that are important to you. The thing is, we have this capital, and capital can be defined as your time, your attention, your money. There's a limited amount of that, and you should be using that toward the things that you love. And likely, while you probably love your job, you might not love your job as much as a whole bunch of other things in life. So make sure you use your vacation time and figure out what is most important to you and how you can use that capital that you have to go toward those things that are most important to you. I can't even begin to tell you how upset I was when I read that article, because it really is 50% of people not using their vacation time. I just don't understand. You need to get out of the office. You need to go out. You need to do things. It's so important.
It's very true, though. And we get kind of wrapped up into some of these things that we're doing, and we have our responsibilities, and we have, you know, the patterns and everything we fall into, right? Our routines, and what's expected of us and all of those things. And then, you know, what gets lost sometimes is exactly what you're talking about, the life that you want to live, which is doing things that you enjoy, that refuel you, that recharge you, that you want to do. So what holds people back from that, Sue? I mean, we're talking about it right now. People understand when they take a step back, that's what I'm doing. But then it's still sometimes really hard for them to take a step and change that sometimes.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the things that the article talked about was the amount of fear that people have, fear that they'll be set back at work, fear that they won't get something done that they need to get done. But I think there are a couple other things that are involved here. So there's the idea of feeling guilty. Who am I to be able to take time off when other people are not taking time off? Or I have to give my work to somebody else before I can do that. And so that gets involved, but it also might be the perception of other people have of you, because they're looking at you and saying, well, how come that person can take a vacation and I can't? And then you start to feel guilty because, again, who are you to be taking this vacation? Well, one of the things that also holds people back is the idea that they're kind of afraid of, maybe they aren't the sort of person who can take a vacation. Do they have the money to be able to do that? Are they in a financial place where they can actually take the time to go out and do something? So that fear of running out of money and that fear of losing status at work and that guilty feeling of, you know, what are other people going to think of me if I take the time off? These are some of the things that hold people back. And there are really a lot of things that you can do to make yourself feel better about that. And there are definitely ways that I can help with that. But even beyond what I can do, you know, really taking some time and realizing that you have to do what's most important to you in order to refuel yourself, in order to be better at your job. So I do want people to keep that in mind as well.
These are all human condition things, right? I mean, these are just things we experience, we do, so many of us, and you're right, it kind of falls back into all these things. We can kind of fall into these traps. But at the end, if anyone has ever been in a position where you worked a job where you pushed and pushed and pushed and you followed the loyalty and you followed, you know, all of those things, the work ethic that a lot of us pride ourselves on, you can reach a point and you get burned out. And most people have experienced that at least once in their life. Sometimes it happens multiple times. But the way to avoid that is to find things to recharge yourself. And that's why I think it's so important what we're talking about today. Sue, I know you've taken steps in your life to help with that as well. Part of that was starting your own business, but part of that is just some other routine things, right? Like some good things in the morning to get started on the right foot. That's something you found to be really helpful and really impactful.
Absolutely. Some of the things that I do in the morning, I get up, I obviously, you know, take care of the dogs that we have and everything like that. But then as soon as that's done, I find some time to sit and meditate. Whether that's 20 minutes, 30 minutes, even if you can only get in 3 minutes. Richie Davidson, who works at the UW, he has talked about the fact that 3 minutes of meditation on a regular basis can really, really help. But I try to get in a session of meditation. I try to do a yoga session right after that. So I really want to start my day off on the right foot. And then beyond that, when it comes to taking some time off, as a business owner where I don't have somebody giving me days off, I have to figure out how to schedule it in. And I have definitely had to get over those guilty feelings of what happens if I don't go to work. Don't my clients expect me to be working all of the time? No, actually, my clients don't expect me to be working all the time. They expect me to let them know if I'm not. And so I do schedule in days to take some time off, because I am a better person for my clients if I give myself the time to take care of me too.
Purposeful, intentional days that you schedule to give yourself that time. I think that's really important. We have to do that. We have to schedule it in. We have to plan it in, and prioritize it, right? Like you can't make it a soft schedule and then, oh, well, I'm going to fall back and now I'll just do this stuff because I'm still around, or, oh, that didn't, you know, oh, wait, this is kind of important. No. Give yourself that time. I think that's really critical. Sue, there are other ways from your perspective, and one of the things, and I think you bring up an interesting point, business owners, right? Different than if you're an employee for a place where you have paid time off. Difficult to take that step away, but still very, very critical, and probably even more important because there's so much more on a small business owner's plate.
Yeah, it's definitely business owners, definitely people who are maybe a little bit higher up in their company. You know, if you are in that position and you feel like all of these people are relying on you, it is still so important for you to take the time away from the office to make sure that you are going to be the best leader that you can possibly be. So, yeah, you're looking at how much vacation time you give to all of your employees, and that's fantastic, but you yourself need to take that as well. And so figuring out how you can best use your time, figuring out how you can best use the attention that you have, figuring out how you can best use the rest of your capital, like the funds that you have. How are you going to use all of these things to give yourself that life that you really want to live? And you definitely have to take time off to be able to do that.
That is Sue Peck, owner, founder, Evolution Financial. Sue, thanks so much for your time and bringing that perspective to the show today and everything you're doing. Again, if you would like to connect with Sue, she's helping so many people in transition, people that that can find ways to navigate to that better life they want to live. And Sue loves doing that, right? Isn't that what, that's what you bank it all on? You want people to get there.
This is what I live for. I love it.
That's Sue Peck, everybody. We'll be back right after this on Mad Radio. Good to have you with us, and good to have our sponsors with us too. My next guest knows very well you can't do things without sponsors supporting your efforts. So we got to give some plugs to our sponsors here during the show. We love them. Easy Office Products, Gary and Rose Moles at EZOP.com. They can help you whether you have a home office, business office, wherever you are, they'll deliver to you and they make it easy. Although that's not the way it's spelled on the website. EZ, the letters, OP.com. Sue Peck and Evolution Financial, one of my favorites. Sue is fantastic. And especially if you're in your person in transition times, if you're going through a transition, change of life, change of finances, Sue wants to help you. And you can find her at evolutionfinplan.com. And, one more to highlight right now before we get to our guest, and that is Forward Thai Boxing. And I think maybe our next guest might have done some Thai boxing. I don't know. We'll find out in a minute. But ForwardThaiBoxing.com. Abby, Brendan, the team there teaching valuable skills, including self-defense with Krav Maga classes. They have openings now if you want to participate. Great to get in shape. Great to learn self-defense and useful skills and prepare yourself for any situation. And yeah, just be healthier as well. So that's what they're doing at Forward Thai Boxing. And they have a boxing ring in their gym, which is pretty darn cool. Okay. Without further ado, we bring in our next guest. It's Laura Stanfield from Home Buyers Roundtable of Dane County. And we've talked to her before, but we're going to talk to her again because the work she and the team over there are doing is really important. Laura, thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, it's great to have you back. Thanks for hanging in there for that long intro as well. Hey, Laura, the organization Home Buyers Roundtable, tell people about it because I think some people look at it, they don't really get everything involved. So give us an overview of what Home Buyers Roundtable is.
Yep. So Home Buyers Roundtable has been around since 1997, I believe. Long time. And so we are a collaboration of housing professionals who are passionate about education and affordable housing, fair housing. I think we'll talk about that a little bit later, but April is Fair Housing Month, and that's why this is so important to talk about it now, always, but especially now. So we are a group of anybody involved in housing, so realtors, lenders like me, city program administrators, down payment assistance program administrators, inspectors, home insurance agents. You were, I think, part of the group for a little bit, Project Home. So anybody that's involved in housing around Dane County can be a member of the Home Buyers Roundtable. And our mission is to educate low to moderate income home buyers about the home buying process, also lenders and realtors, so that we can all help as many buyers as we possibly can about what programs are out there for them.
Yeah, it's interesting. You talk about that. And Laura, it's a group that, you know, of individuals, people in that income bracket that can easily be left out of the home buying process so easily, right? So they need some assistance sometimes. They need a little help. We all do. But, you know, in particular, you know, there are the housing market is very challenging. There's a lot of competition. Like, how do we kind of level up and make things as even as possible for everybody?
Yeah. Right. So through the Realtors Association, I also teach on affordable housing, fair housing. There's a presentation within the new realtor orientation every month. So brand new group of realtors coming into the business, and they have to learn everything about ethics and fair housing and all of that. So it's an all-day program for new realtors. And in that training, I teach about this too, treating everybody the same, which seems silly. golden rule stuff, right? Going back to kindergarten, but we still need reminders. Fair housing, the laws were adopted, what, April 11th of 1968. So 55 years ago, and we're still talking about this. But I also talk about the income limits and what buyers could possibly qualify for assistance, because we still hear people say, I have to have 20% down or I can't buy a house. I don't know why that won't go away. It's not true. It hasn't been true forever, but sometimes people still think that. So there's a lot of programs out there that can help people, specifically people with disabilities or families with disabilities. There's Moving Out. They've got a lot of down payment assistance money. City of Madison has $35,000 that they could help people with. Single person even could buy a home in the city of Madison, condo or single family, and get $35,000. That's a lot of money, right? That's like a couple price ranges. And we know that housing prices have gone up and interest rates have gone up. That's a big topic of conversation lately. So these programs actually do help people. It isn't necessarily, there's a lot of misconception about these programs, like, probably shouldn't buy a house if you don't have down payment money saved. Well, that's not always true. One, rent is crazy high and keeps going up. Student loans, a lot of people have student loans. A lot of them have been in forbearance because of COVID. However, when they were in repayment, still hard to save because we just have stuff going on. Life happens. So, but there are a lot of people who have money saved. The down payment assistance actually just helps widen their price range, so they could maybe actually buy something. Because what, years ago, first time home buyer range, well, when I bought, it was like $150,000, $60,000. Now you can't find much of anything below $300,000. So it really helps people make their house payments more affordable and buy more house.
Yeah, and I think it's an interesting process to unpack there a little bit, because you have all of those factors in play. You have the cost now that has gone up. You have the interest rates up. You have some of these other things. And the other part is about buying a house that will work for you. So, you know, if you are kind of in a tight financial situation and you buy a house that is less expensive because it needs work and has a lot of issues with it or what have you, then you don't necessarily have the money to put in to make those fixes and changes, right? So it's just kind of this cycle that, you know, those assistance pieces are so critical to getting people into quality and affordable housing, or helping make the housing more affordable. And so it's livable and suitable housing for everyone.
Exactly. Yeah. And then part of what I talk about too in the realtor training and all the trainings that we do, and it seems to surprise people, but in Dane County, I think a lot of, when I ask the question, like, what do you think people can make? Let's say a single person in Dane County, what income do you think that they would be capped at to be able to qualify for these programs? And it's really all over the place, but I typically hear somewhere around 30 to 40,000 a year. It's not, it's double that. So you can make in the $60,000 range as a single person in Dane County and qualify for down payment assistance. So that's surprising to people, and that's a healthy income. So it isn't for low, you know, income people. There's a misperception about it. You can earn a good wage and still qualify for these programs. And then the more people that you have in the household, the more money you can make and still qualify for these programs.
Yeah. I mean, even you mentioned those reasonable salaries, right, for folks. That still can keep things a little tight in Dane County, and especially if you're trying to buy a home. But we also know that housing and being able to make a home purchase and everything that comes with that is a way to stabilize and grow wealth. And so a way for those people to kind of level up for their families and their futures. So it's such a critical piece, right? And without that first step, the ability and the knowledge to be able to do it, you don't get anywhere. Then you're just stuck in this difficult cycle. So I love what the work that the Home Buyers Roundtable is doing. Laura, explain to people, there's no paid staff here, right? This is all a group of people together in the area working for the common good.
Exactly. We are all volunteers. We all do it because we have a passion for it. None of us are paid. So our board that I sit on is all run by volunteers. Our officers are elected from the board of volunteers, and then all of our members, people just come in and they want to know, they want to learn, they want to educate themselves, they want to network with other housing professionals, and they just want to be part of the education that we put on. So I think I mentioned it, but we do, I don't know if I said we do monthly free home buyer education classes. So one would be actually the 22nd of April. That's our class in April. It's all day on Saturday. And then we also offer two classes annually, one for lenders and one for realtors, I mentioned before, because we want everybody to be aware of what programs are out there. And we kind of tailor our programs a bit. So we go more in depth with lenders. We kind of keep it a little bit more high level for realtors, because they don't really care about debt ratios and all the things, you know, that lenders need to know. But they do want to know and need to know that there are programs out there for buyers. And it's important for listing agents and buyer's agents. And because what we're finding, you had mentioned, this is a tough market right now, tough. Even if you've got cash, it's mm-hmm. tough to get an offer accepted. So for a buyer who's coming in with down payment assistance, woo, that takes a little bit more work and communication and teamwork. And we need listing agents to understand these programs so they don't automatically say, oh, yeah, nope, I've heard those are really difficult. No, they're really not. So we're being honest and transparent about it. There is a little bit more involved with these programs, but it's not difficult. And a lot of the programs are doing pre-approvals now. So like, we've already done the work. You don't have anything to worry about. Another nice thing is, and this is kind of a new thing, City of Madison, I mentioned that before, has $35,000. And so part of City of Madison program in particular is that there is a minimum housing code inspection that needs to be done. So they're looking for health and safety things, like are there hand railings on flights of stairs? Are there CO and smoke detectors? Is there lead-based paint, and is there any chipping paint that could be a health hazard? So these things could come up on the inspection, and in the past, the seller had to fix them before closing day. Now they don't have to. The City of Madison will let the buyer go ahead and close on the home, and then the repairs just have to be done within 60 days of closing, and the buyer can pay for it. So there's really no reason for the seller to not take the offer. They're helping a home buyer. They're helping somebody who wouldn't be able to buy a home otherwise. Hmm.
Really important. I think what you're talking about too is there's so much involved in this process. And we know most people, they don't go through the process more than a couple of times in their lifetime. So, yeah. So there, you need to lean on experts. You need to lean on the expertise. And part of what can make some of those things work well is just that communication. Like you said, the knowledge and communication from professionals in the industry to help guide these homeowners and these sellers.
Yeah. And just knowing what's possible, because again, people kind of have their own ideas about, I can't do it because I don't have enough down payment money, or my credit's bad. Well, maybe your credit isn't great, but take a step, you know, find out, educate yourself. What does your credit need to look like, and what do you need to work on? So we help with that too. Credit budgeting, price range, all of it. And part of what we're doing too is trying to uncover what is going on, because it's not the same for like the Black population or the Hispanic population or the Asian population. So we're trying to uncover what the barriers are to home ownership. Some of it just is generational, we find. Like some feel like they just can't. Their parents didn't buy a house. They just rent. It's just what they do. But they want to. They want to buy a house. They just don't know where to start. They don't know who to talk to. They need to know that it's possible and then what steps to take from there. So that's something that we're working on as well.
We are talking with Laura Stanfield of the Home Buyers Roundtable of Dane County. The website is homebuyersroundtable.org, homebuyersroundtable.org. Laura will be back here in just a minute to tell us more, but it's time to get to a break. Thanks for listening to Let's Get Local. We'll be back and talk more with Laura right after this. Yeah, welcome back for the final piece of this week's Let's Get Local. So glad to have you with us. Continuing on with Laura Stanfield of the Homebuyers Roundtable of Dane County. Again, the website, homebuyersroundtable.org. Laura, before the break, you brought up some really important factors. Home buying in Wisconsin, in Dane County, in the area, is not the same for everybody, right? There are the income factors, but there are other factors too, cultural and language. And so some other things that we have to get through in order to make it fair for everybody. Talk to us about what you guys are doing on those fronts.
We pay attention, really, when we do our monthly homebuyer education classes that are free, we pay attention to who's coming to those classes. And then because we want to know who's coming, where the barriers are. If there are barriers, why are they there? What can we find out about that? How can we remove the barriers? So years ago, we actually were looking into the Hispanic population and why there was such a barrier there. So some of it was language, just not knowing who to talk to. A lot of it really had to do with trust, too. We found out that they just and it's not everybody, but kind of as a whole in general, didn't really trust financials. So we at that point decided we needed to take a step back. And so instead of focusing on what you need to do to qualify for down payment assistance to boom, then go buy a house, it was more, well, let's back it up a little bit and let's talk about credit and let's talk about the importance of saving money, but having that money in a bank account. Because what we found a lot in that population is that there wasn't really a trust of banks. So they would keep their money at home. And from a lender's point of view, we can't verify cash. So we backed it up a bit and decided to focus on credit and how to build it, really, that you have to have money in savings in a financial and just kind of more financial literacy things. So we did that. And then what we found a lot in the Black community is more cultural around, like, we just don't buy homes. Nobody in my family has ever bought a home. Well, why not? Why not? Do you want to? Then if you want to, here's what you need to do to get there. So we really are trying to reach out to all populations, all segments with regard to the classes. We do offer interpretation services. So if there's people out there that want to buy, but they want to be able to understand everything that's being taught, we'll help with that. So normally we're going to get requests for Spanish interpretation. But really last month, I think was the first time we had a French and Arabic request and we accommodated that. So sign language, you know, whatever the barrier is, we can figure it out. And we redid our website and we also have translation services on our website so that the education that's on the website is still accessible to anybody who wants to come in.
One other segment you bring up, and you know, Laura, we've talked about this and I work for Project Home for a very long time. And a big piece of that was accessibility modifications on homes. And sometimes that's not possible, or sometimes in this current living situation you're in, you need certain parameters if you're gonna buy a home to have those capabilities to be able to get around, maybe if you're wheelchair bound or something like that. So those are other barriers to get past and kind of adds another layer to helping people find the right house.
It is. Yeah. We're really looking at anything that could be a barrier to owning a home. If that's what your dream is, we want to try to make it possible for you. So one of our partners, longtime partners, is moving out which I mentioned, I think, in the first segment. It's a nonprofit in Madison that helps families with disabilities get into home ownership. So they've got a lot of down payment assistance money they can help layer for people who qualify. But not only that, they've got some money for rehab and modification to a home so that they can make it handicap accessible, lower cabinets, widened doorways, ramps, things like that. And the Realtors Association actually also puts on, it used to be called the Affordable Housing and Equal Opportunity Committee. That's a mouthful, right? Now it's Diversity and Inclusion Committee. And so one of the things that we do annually as a committee, as a group that relates to fair housing and helping out in any way we can, is to put on a fundraiser. We used to do it with the Mallards, and we did a tailgate and a baseball game, which was always really fun. And then soccer is a cool thing, right? And they started partnering with the Flamingos at Breeze. And so a couple of years ago, we changed it to a soccer tailgate and game. And so it's a networking event, a happy hour, a game, and we do a silent auction. And all the money that we raise from that goes directly to moving out. And the reason that's so important to us is because when we give moving out these funds from this fundraiser through the Realtors Association of South Central Wisconsin, it's discretionary funds. So they can use it for whatever the heck they feel is appropriate for their home buyers.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Talking with Laura of Home Buyers Roundtable. Again, you find so many wonderful partners to work with and intersect with in your work here. Laura, if people are interested in connecting with Home Buyers Roundtable, maybe supporting your fundraisers, or just if they're looking to buy a house and they need some help, what are some of the best ways to reach out?
If people are curious about buying a house, the best way to do that, I would say, go to, you mentioned it earlier, homebuyersroundtable.org. That's our website. So we have a lot of resources out there. One of them being, actually three things I'll mention. So one, on that website, years ago, we developed a readiness tool. So if people have no clue if they're ready to go or not, or what their first step would be, and they just kind of want to start with that, they can answer some questions in that tool. And depending on how they answer them, they will be kind of funneled out into, well, maybe it looks like you need some credit repair and that's where you should start. Or maybe you need some budget repair. Let's work on your budget. Or I don't know, it seems like you're in pretty good shape based on how you answered all these questions. You pay your rent on time, your utilities on time. You've got some money saved. Your credit's pretty good. Go to a class. Take one of these free monthly home buyer education classes and then see if you feel like you're really ready. And so that's another resource on the website, is the registrations for the upcoming classes. And another tool I'll mention on that website is a down payment assistance search tool. So for people who are interested in what programs there are out there that they might qualify for, there's just a few questions that they answer. How many people in the household? What's the household income? And where do you want to buy? Like Dane County, City of Madison, outside? Because the down payment assistance programs that are available, some of them are specific to the city of Sun Prairie. Some are statewide. Some are the counties that the Realtors Association covers. So that helps them kind of identify if they qualify at all based on their income, household size, and where they want to live. And if they do qualify, then it gives them a summary of the programs they might qualify for, and they can kind of dig into it a little bit more and just learn more about it. But honestly, they should be talking with their lender about it, because the lender is supposed to be the expert on those programs and whether or not they really do qualify. And then the lender is the go-between between the homebuyer and the program itself, as far as getting them actually pre-approved and approved in the end.
Laura, I wish we had more time, but thanks so much for all the work you guys are doing. Homebuyers Roundtable, the website homebuyersroundtable.org.
You bet. Thanks for having me again. Happy Fair Housing Month.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Get Local here on Mad Radio. We'll be back next week.